Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Shrine Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Well, after the drama of last week, the Bulls head off on a six-game road trip with a win over Philly last night. So, Dwayne Wade, how will the team handle all that downtime together after all the bickering last week?
I've been in a little drama with different teams. So for me, no, it didn't mean it wasn't as drama filled as everyone made it. But, it was a story for multiple reasons. But, for me, it's always about how you respond as players when you're challenged, how you respond as a team. So we all was challenged in whatever way. And it's just about how we all respond. The only thing we can do is respond together.
Bulls kick off that extended road trip against the Thunder in Oklahoma City on Wednesday. The White Sox convention took place over the weekend, and as expected, the highly touted prospects were the center of attention. Hard-throwing pitcher Michael Kopech was happy to talk about his infamous 110-mile-per-hour pitch, but warns fans not to expect it to be a regular thing.
It's not something that's going to be expected out of me every time I get on the mound. I'm not going to throw 110 every time I get on the mound, so I should probably start with that, but... It was fun for the fans to watch, I think, because, eye-popping number, but it's mainly just a drill to get me back into shape for season.
Blackhawks return from the All-Star break on Tuesday when they head to San Jose to take on the Sharks. Yesterday, the team placed Michael Rosenthal on IR and recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. The 49ers will hire former Tampa Bay safety and Fox TV analyst John Lynch as their new GM. And in college basketball, Northwestern is a ranked team for the first time since 2010, coming in this week's AP basketball poll at number 25. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. And visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Thank you so much, Julie. Julie DeCaro had her updates today. Our producers are Jay Zawoski. Great to have you back. And Rick Camp. Thank you, Campy. And BMAC, Brandon McCaffrey, helped out for the final few hours of the show as well. Brian Gersh is a video streamer and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guests, Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet, Scott Greger, The Daily Herald, Kevin Fishbane from Pro Football Weekly. Sports.com. Tomorrow, Chris Getz, the director of development for the White Sox, will be on the show. Whatever Chris Getz gets, Chris Getz talks about right here on The Score. And Matt Bowen.
Nice try.
You know, there's Diver Getz and Diver Gets. Matt Bowen will also be on the show tomorrow. I forget which Dr. Seuss it's in. They all blend together right now for me. But Diver Getz and Diver Gets and whatever gets and gets.
One is Phil Sims and the other one is Dr. Seuss.
Gets and Gets.
I don't know. Gets. Or
whatever.
A little bit of breaking news here. The Cardinals have been penalized by MLB. They took two draft picks from the Cardinals, which is a big deal, and a $2 million fine, which is obviously not
their
that big
deal.
Their
top two draft picks?
I don't have those particulars yet. But what
50
I,
rounds of that thing. So.
What we do have in the Houston Chronicle is details of what Chris Correa, the scouting guy, did. Like the full details of what he did in the hacking case. He accessed over 2.5 years, 48 different times he went in and checked some stuff out. And all the stuff was from his boss, the director of decision sciences, his former boss at
Vladimir
St. Louis.
Putin.
Sig Mejdal.
Did he use his own server?
It's just like... He checked out the scouting reports on a guy that the Cardinals took with the 19th overall pick.
Nice.
He examined all the Astros
espionage.
Dude. So yeah, they got the Cardinals got their Pepe slapped.
and not Pepe the Frog, but the actual Pepe.
They slapped him too. Well,
what's happening, boy? He's our most powerful member of the executive branch.
Pepe the Frog.
Yep.
he didn't get slapped often enough.
No, he's drafting executive orders as we speak.
Oh, yeah. Gets full access.
How was your weekend, man?
Oh, it was good. I remember most of it.
Bachelor weekend.
Was that a Mako? Short fin Mako? It was a blue shark.
A blue shark.
It was a blue shark. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Those actually move.
We
went
deep sea fishing.
Caught a shark.
You know, my first thought was that it was a blue, but Twitter, blue. They travel in packs.
Yeah.
They've traveled like wolves in hunting packs. I haven't seen one sort of line caught like
that's
that.
That's what they told us is what it was, and that was the only one we caught. We caught that and the two tuna. I had never been deep sea fishing before.
Really?
Yeah. Wanted to do it. Thought it would be kind of memorable, cool, and different.
You know those yellowfin tuna, and I, as soon as I saw the picture, I was going to tweet you, eat those right there, raw.
Really?
That's the sushi grade tuna. Yeah, like if you had a pocket knife and a bottle of soy sauce, you're set.
Who
really?
Doesn't? I mean,
yes,
who doesn't always?
I'm
have
just saying
that,
you
by
could you could literally take bites out of those. I mean,
we did not do that. We ate it like 3 hours later off the grill.
Okay,
but yeah, you should have tweeted at me.
You might want to clean it. Just go straight for the.
You don't need to. It's right out of the ocean.
Okay.
You could literally take, it's still moving, take a chunk out of the side and splash it in soy sauce and eat that thing.
Great.
I would have done it.
Yep.
I like sushi.
Nice.
Raw fish.
Yeah. Next time you...
next wedding.
Yeah,
second wedding, second bachelor party, I'll get back out there.
Here's what you do. Next time you catch a big fish like that, just look it in the face while it's still wriggling and just bite the face right then.
Right off.
While it's alive.
Deep sea fish.
The cheek meets some of the best stuff. So that's good advice.
That's true with everybody.
But you said between the shows when I was leaving, you're like, are you going to whale watch? And I'm like, I know. With like three people have asked me that. Saw like 10 whales.
Isn't it amazing?
It was insane.
Are you in Milwaukee?
Because you know whales are big, but when they're right next to your boat, and you say, oh, that's right, it's a whale.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah.
Right, that's a large
animal.
It's a
gigantic whale.
They don't have a number one pick because they got Dexter Fowler, but their top two picks, their second rounder and their compensation picks, just go to Houston.
The whale hunting, watching jokes were definitely being made among mine.
Stop
not
bachelor party.
Yeah, stop acting like we aren't the dudes that we are.
No,
sometimes.
Yeah.
No. So I did come up on a trip.
See,
man.
So there was that. There was
other things.
Other things. A guy legitimately almost died. Like a friend of a
one
friend.
One of your dudes.
Thank God, or else it would have really put a damper on the weekend.
Death would do that. He'll lose a guy.
Let's keep going.
Fell 15 feet.
Extra leg room on the plane.
On his head, onto concrete.
Was it John Danks' crib you were on? What's going on?
has made that reference today, and like the pool of blood that we stained at
God.
The house we rented. The house was, on a mountain. There were lots of stairs. We weren't there. They were looking for us, these other guys. He was blackout drunk at 2 or 3 in the afternoon after drinking a bottle of tequila. There was no railing on this staircase, and he went off the side.
Oh, jeez.
Gash on his head, completely black and blue,
mm-hmm.
rushed to a Mexican hospital, went
where
home.
He died, like,
where he died shortly.
Where he died 20 minutes
after. Wow, that was, and after that, he was inserted into the Bulls rotation. Well, no as doubt. Fred yeah. scrambled no to find doubt. Something, anything. And he had a better game than Nico last night.
So that was like a guy in college who, during orientation, did the same thing. At a fraternity party, he fell on his head, same thing, pool of blood, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And for 4 years, the guy's name was Ed. And for 4 years of college, he was known as Dead Ed.
Yeah. There's the
plot. Oh my God, it's a murder scene.
Yeah, a legitimate crime scene at
Look
the house.
Look at that.
Yeah, it was no good. It was.
Oh, you took pictures.
I mean, after the fact.
I mean, send it to your lawyer.
Before the fact, send it to your lawyers
immediately.
Yeah,
like,
once a
guy might have died here.
Yeah, once we find out that he lived and he wasn't our friend.
Then you got a story.
We got a story.
Wow.
Yeah. Took it serious.
Well,
yeah.
Nothing was happening back here this weekend, so you.
I know I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, you didn't miss
the Bulls.
Dude, I can't. I watched so much of Friday's game and yesterday's game because I want to see what these dudes have in them. And, you know, in this moment of
it's
like
so hard,
but it's one of the most genuine what you got as a person, as a professional moment to see how you come out of all that crap that you created.
You care that much about these guys, though?
Yeah, man, Dwayne Wade, I couldn't stop watching Dwayne last night. He looks like a beaten guy who realizes that he is in a terrible situation of his own doing.
And they want him to practice more? Okay.
Bro, I mean, he blew up his comfort zone.
I think this is more Gar Forman and John Paxson's doing. Because you put Dwayne Wade in a really weird position now because he did what you asked him to do. Now he might not have done it the way you wanted him to do it, but he did exactly what you asked him to do with that locker room. And the first time he did it, you slapped his pepe, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be interested and talk to some people, some things that were off the record. I'd be interested to see how Dwayne reacts going forward to everything and who's going to be here next year if he is. Because
mm-hmm.
there are two out of the three guys who are above him in general managerial and vice president office and coaching that probably won't be here if he's to be here. If he's going to be here, then those guys got to be gone.
Mm.
And we'll see who has the sway. You know, and also...
And you know, before this, Jay, is like he's... It's worth... You know, it's worth getting in good with him to get your reputation better around the league. It was worth that to me. I mean, this last week has changed my feelings on it a little bit, but yeah. It's like, who matters? Do Gar and Pax matter to the future of this franchise?
Well, the Fred Hoiberg thing, too. We've been talking about the $15 million that he'd be due if he's let go. If he's got a $5 million escalator clause his fifth year. So Fred's not going to see that fifth year. So what you do from here on out is trying to get this team to whatever kind of roster, whatever new system that you are going to have in place, because $10 million is a lot different than $5 million, especially to the Reinsdorfs and having to pay somebody. So it's not the 15 that we've been thinking about. It's actually 10 until that fifth year. And I don't think you're going to see that fifth year.
Do you remember what happened, how it felt when Terry came up with the Mark Trestman nickname Dr. Death? And it's just all of a sudden you realized it just and it's just he became as why Dr. Death? Is it because he killed Bears football? And he ceased to be Mark Trestman at that point. And I will give Steve Rosenblum a ton of credit because the moment I read his alliterative new term, Fred Footwipe, I thought the same thing, that's it.
Because people just keep wiping their feet on him?
That's it.
And he tried to bench people.
Yeah,
He's trying a million times.
Well, but no. I could not unsee or unfeel Fred Footwipe.
What seems to have come out of that meeting is that Pax was trying to be the relatable former player guy, and Fred was trying to try on the accountability tough love
I'm the bad
jacket.
Cop. Look at me. I'm the bad cop.
Swapping cop positions, essentially. I mean, Fred's needed a second gear for a while. I will see if he's got one here. By the way, how long has he been wearing a bow tie? How often does he do that?
That's in honor of Michael Goldberg.
That's why Spoelstra was doing it.
Every coach. Every coach is a tribute to Michael Goldberg.
Very important figure in the NBA.
Who is a significant pioneer.
Got pensions. Got the union together for coaches.
Okay.
Has done stuff for coaches for a very long time. 46 years. in the NBA. He passed away last week. And the coach of the year award will be named after him going forward.
Beloved by everybody around
gentleman,
the league.
True gentleman, supposedly. Yeah, this Bulls thing, though, it's DOA. You know, the body just hadn't gotten to the morgue yet. This Dwayne Wade, I think, is going to be in true, I'm here to play basketball mode. Going forward here.
Yep.
And you're going
in-house. He's already started. Then just keep it all in-house. Keep it all in-house.
Well, he was so voluntary, though, offering it all up. And then, you know what I mean? He started the whole thing with talking and calling the guys out. And then it got revealed that some of those guys had a problem with him and the practicing.
But then he realized there's no there because this isn't a real basketball team.
Right.
He's gotten that lesson. He put it out there as if this is a step in a playbook for how you deal with an actual NBA team. And now he's realizing that there's no end to it. There's nothing to justify this because he has even sort of become a nihilist about it.
He's treated championship teams like this. So this is the only thing that he knows is if you're not going to rock with me while I'm telling you every day, are you doing this? And you know, Dwayne was checking up on these young dudes every single day, like, are you doing this? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Are you doing this here? Are you doing this there? And apparently it wasn't sinking in, so he figured he punked them in the media. And he's done this in Miami before. With Mario Chalmers and some of those young guys, and they responded to it. And the fact that he didn't get a chance to see how they responded, because immediately it was Gar Foreman speaking out about it. It was the benching by Fred Hoiberg. It was Rajon Rondo who really lit the whole thing on fire. Rajon Rondo was
incredible.
What should have happened? The real misstep was Rajon and Dwayne not mending their fences before this took place.
Yeah, because you got those two guys battling publicly is ugly.
Exactly. So if Rajon would have been on board with this, you would have seen no suspension. You would have seen none of these young guys like, yeah, Rajon's on my side. This would have been part of the blueprint. This is what they brought him in.
Why
did
those guys sound like Rick Camp?
This is what they brought him in here for. You know, they brought him in.
So sloppy or not, he tries to do it, and now he gets chopped down. Mm-hmm. He gets chopped down after trying to do it. So now it's like, why bother?
Well, now I think he's going to be like, all right, this is, I will be here for my 32 minutes a game for the next 30 some odd games, even though we got 40 to play or 35 to play. I'll practice more. I'll do what you want me to do.
You think he's a definite opt out right now?
I don't think so.
No way.
No, I think
he's opting in.
$23 million.
Put it like this:
they might have to figure something out.
I feel like if Gar Foreman and Fred Hoiberg are here, then he's closer to opting out. If neither one of those guys are here, then I think Dwayne Wade is a Chicago Bull until his contract is up. So now you got to ask yourself: if you're Michael Reinsdorf and you're John Paxson, a coach that you already want to let go of, and a guy that you already want to let go of, but you are then telling Dwayne Wade that this is his team. You know, you could talk that Jimmy nonsense all you want. Jimmy has also, you know, kind of failed in Dwayne's eyes as well, because that showing on Friday night
was trash.
That's not what real G's do.
No, especially when you say, I love controversy.
What do you love about it? Did anybody ask him? No, if somebody says, I love controversy, why and what about it do you love?
It motivates me or whatever. We all knew that was like, it was disingenuous, just kind of what he thought
just
he should say.
Just talking for talking.
And then he comes
out.
He
does a lot of that.
Yeah, exactly. He does.
Always
he
does. Has.
Yeah, I would understand being disappointed in Jimmy because like I am. I know that I'm a guy who's like come over to that side of understanding what I think Jimmy's limitations are as a human, as a leader right now.
As a human?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go down there? You want to start that?
Well, only in this way. In this way that, like, if you're really trying to figure out whether that's a guy you're going to build around and build your entire team and franchise around and try to win, it's about more than whether he's good enough.
Oh, no, I agree. But I'm just saying, if you're really talking about the other aspects of character.
I'm talking about, I need to trust that guy to be a leader and to be an honest, worthwhile truth teller and leader.
As Mark Jackson says, you've seen his work.
Yeah.
you've seen his work.
That's definitely been added in and pushes me towards the trade Jimmy place in a way that a lot of stuff
and
not.
And I'm listening to this for the last week or so about the Brooklyn picks and what you could do with Boston. You know, I think we're aiming far too high here. I don't think that anybody's willing to give you those things. Not with this draft. Why would I give you a top three pick for a guy who's 28 years old who's got one knee issue already? We forget the Denver injury that happened a couple of years ago. So why would I do that?
There's
with
really,
a high mileage
high mileage guy who has worked himself into a nice place, but is in running back mode now, where he's probably about, you know, a few years away from falling off the cliff because with how much he's played.
Because you're close and you just think you need that one extra guy. And that's why Boston is like the only fit, right? Boston's like the only possible fit in that way.
Before the season, you would have gotten Thibs interested.
And they're playing well now, so he doesn't want to mess that up.
I don't know. He's on such a good contract. He's such a good two-way player. The fourth quarter scoring. That contract is unacquirable. I mean, 4 more years on 5 for 95. 27, or did he turn 28? Whatever it is. I think it's an unbelievably high asking price for that much time left on his contract. And what we were talking about today is, when you talk about these picks, you can't trade him in season. You have to know what pick you're getting. Because we all just say, oh, this draft is so good.
I just know in a far different climate, superstars, like legendary players, have yielded less than what we're talking about for Jimmy Butler. Far less. I mean, like, franchise changing. You will win the championship.
Barkley deal or Weber deal? Shaq.
Like Caron Butler, Lamar Odom, those kind of guys. And those are good players. We're talking about 2 draft picks, and the swap is the is the Brooklyn Nets pick, because that's not just a straight up you get their pick. But I think the reason why that phone isn't ringing the way you think it is, like, I think they're in trigger mode right now, but this ain't like a couple of years ago or years past where it's like they just didn't want to do it. I don't think that everybody over there at the Advocate Center is as enamored with Jimmy Butler as you would believe.
I don't think you can be after this past week.
And I think the NBA is starting to see, like, yo, he's a really nice player. He gets a lot of points. He's defensively, I think, sometimes overstated, but he's still a damn good defender. But, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, you move him. Where do you move him? Do you move him to Boston and they could beat Cleveland? Because that's what you have to ask yourself if you're Danny Ainge. Can I beat Cleveland if Jimmy Butler and Isaiah Thomas are my starting backcourt and Al Horford is my rim protector? No,
I agree.
I think I can beat Toronto.
So?
Yeah.
You're going to get your ass beat by Cleveland then. Yeah. Ain't no way in hell Isaiah Thomas and Jimmy Butler are going to beat Kyrie Irving.
You're more ready to capitalize on the broken LeBron that everyone's waiting for.
When is that going to happen?
It doesn't happen again.
So Jimmy's 32 when that happens?
Yeah. They did it to themselves.
But how else?
Well, I agree with that.
If I'm Danny Ainge, how else am I going to get that other guy? You know, like, I don't know who I'm going to get and how else I'm going to get it.
You're hoping you draft him here soon. You've got enough in the bank account by these fans staying with you and you building that team back up to a 45-50 win squad.
Mm-hmm. You keep that Nets pick and you draft one of these crazy players.
As that game was going on last night, I had the enjoyment of watching the Northwestern Wildcats.
Man, I wish I did.
I have to tell you,
they're 18-4 and they're going. They're going.
Barring something drastic, that's like a 6 seed, you know? It's a real team. They're still not quite there yet. But you watch them, and sometimes there have been years where they've been cute. Oh, good, they upset here. They win a couple games, or, you know, John Scherna hits a few shots. This is a little different level, and it's quite the atmosphere there. Start looking at ticket prices on the secondary market for Welsh Ryan Arena, and what they're getting for some of these games. I feel really good for Jimmy Phillips and for Chris Collins and for a lot of people they've been season ticket holders, believe it or not, invested a lot of time there.
We used to get tickets all the time because my buddy's dad is on the football coaching staff, and we get in there and try to get out of there early enough to get to Chipotle or 24-hour Burger King when we knew the rush was going to happen. But
go see Sherm.
Yeah, it's my man BK Sherm.
It's such a crazy little arena to see a big-time college basketball game.
It's a high school gym.
Where my graduation insane. Was.
Mine too.
It's like, because on each end, you've got what, 20 rows? Like 18 rows, 20 rows of bleachers?
And the student section is maybe...
Empty?
Maybe...
Not anymore.
65, 70 kids.
No, it was loud.
Screaming that you're going to work for us.
It was getting loud.
Oh, yeah, man, I remember seeing a John Chaney Temple basketball game where they used to play when I was a kid, seeing a real big-time college basketball program in a tiny little arcane arena is its own kind of charm.
And there's nothing more fun. Like, it's a pro sport town, and it's just not a college town at all because it's all been so bad.
It's a different kind of energy.
Oh, absolutely.
a team that can make a tournament run, and because you were saying, I don't agree that the only metric for trading Jimmy Butler is a team asking themselves if they can beat LeBron and win a championship, but reasonable minds can disagree on that. The goal for Northwestern is to make the tournament, and then if they won a game or two and it was in the Sweet 16, it would be like the Super Bowl. And it's just the coolest thing ever for those
guys. You know, I don't know if Cameron Indoor Stadium still seats 93-14. I don't know if they've expanded it, because that's what we would see when I was there. But that feeling, the way that when you're in a tiny little arena, and even, God, what was it, Wharton Arena in the Quad Cities during the CBA days.
Yeah, what the sound does is just such a different thing.
Yeah, it's different than the big arena. That's one of the most oppressive buildings, as tiny as it was, this tiny little barn, Wharton Arena, where the Quad City Thunder played in the heyday of some of these CBA matchups, where the hair on your neck would stand on end and you would just be pulsing with this unbelievable intensity of energy right on top of you. It's like the scene in Hoosiers where he says, it's bad enough we got to play on this cracker box you call a gym. Mm-hmm. And they get people like right on top of you. And it's I hope that as Northwestern gets better and as they renovate, you know, you hope that you can it's the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to do is have a place that's comfortable for everybody, that makes you money, that's got all the inventory and still retains that sort of vibe. And I don't know if an architect could speak on how it's actually done, if there are metrics to it, if there's a science to it, but man,
we got it at Evanston.
It's a special thing.
Evanston Township High School, the pit where the floor is kind of like a Coliseum kind of feel, where it's lower than the rest of the gymnasium.
Like, is it New Mexico's?
New Mexico.
New Mexico has the pit.
We call it the pit, yeah. So, you know, if you got enough people in there, you could scare somebody into a turnover or a missed free throw or something like that.
McGonagall Hall was the temple. That's where I saw it. It was Tim Perry playing. I believe it was Tim Perry.
Go to number 23.
Was Mark Macon on that team?
Yeah, Macon, Nate Blackwell. Those some of those teams.
Oh, God.
What do you guys got coming up?
NBA bums for 50, Alex.
We got plenty of football talk. Both Matt Bowen and Rich Campbell are going to join us. And Jeremy Woo is going to join us. SI-NBA writer, Chicagoan, who is in charge of the SI Power Rankings. He's got Bulls thoughts and NBA thoughts for us. Mm-hmm. Plenty to digest for the weekend. It was there's a lot happening.
Yeah, flesh out some more of these D-Wade thoughts as well.
I know you got some proprietary stuff.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. We'll be back tomorrow. I don't think I'll be hungover then, so that'll be progress.
Good luck.
Bernstein and Goff coming up on The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Northwestern basketball coach Chris Collins won't want to hear this, but with the Wildcats now 7-2 in the Big Ten and 18-4 overall after last night's 68-55 win over Indiana, the drums are starting to beat loudly in Evanston. The resume now includes the first win for Northwestern at Ohio State since 1977. When Collins was 2. There are 5 teams that have been part of Division I since it was formed who have never played in the NCAA tournament: Army, St. Francis of Brooklyn, William & Mary, Citadel, and Northwestern. The Wildcats are unique on that list for 2 reasons. They're the only one of the 5 from a Power 5 conference, and they're also the school that hosted the first Final Four in 1939. Don't mention it to Collins, but that list might be down to 4 very soon. I'm John Feinstein.
Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with her yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training or resistance training. Anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Hey guys, with your winter fat increasing, are you interested in staying trim through the season? Or want to feel less tired with the shorter days? If so, ProGene is conducting a national study in the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to ProGene65.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. ProGene, a doctor-recommended natural testosterone solution found nationwide at GNC and Rite Aid, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be in the largest survey of men's levels in the country. It's an easy program you can do from home or on the go. The clinical-grade tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to make a difference in your life and would like to find out your levels for free, then go to ProGene65.com now. That's the word Pro, G-E-N-E-65.com. ProGene65.com. Enroll today before the study is closed at ProGene65.com.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go, let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks,
and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th. CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls snapped a two-game losing streak with a 121-108 win over Philly. They were at the UC. Another six-game road trip tips off Wednesday at the Thunder. NHL, the Blackhawks return to action tomorrow night at San Jose. Michael Roosevelt was placed on IR, and the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. NFL, the 49ers will hire former Tampa Bay safety and Fox TV analyst John Lynch as their new GM. Whatever keeps him off the TV is good by me. Baseball, MLB Network's top 10 right now. Anthony Rizzo ranked their fourth best first baseman behind Paul Goldschmidt, Miguel Cabrera, and Joey Votto. Jose Abreu checks in at number 10, and Addison Russell is their 10th best shortstop in the game. Corey Seager of the Dodgers tops that list. And somehow, retired baseball player David Ross found himself a TV gig. College hoops, AP top 25. Northwestern checks in at 25. They're a ranked team for the first time since 2010. And your top five are Gonzaga, Baylor, Kansas, Villanova, and Arizona. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. You'll never bite a better burger than a Bubba. From backyard barbecues to tailgating for the big game, Bubba Burger is always the quality and convenience you can trust. Find Bubba Burger in your local grocer's freezer today. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Good afternoon.
I don't know if it is.
I never know. You know, my
stomach is kind of hurting.
I wake up, I turn on my phone, and I know that some fresh hell is being visited upon us.
Would you like a helping of the fresh hell?
Yeah, it's a freshly hewed hell.
Is that like when the when you drive past Krispy Kremes and they got their hot sign on or whatever?
The sign for
as soon as you turn on the television.
I undo my computer, I open my phone, and I think, what fresh hell is this?
You're good
and
though.
It is always something.
You're good. You're good. Fine. Don't throw that we in there. I said you're good.
Yes.
You're all good.
Well, until the trains roll, yeah. But this is for now. Look,
we're still a couple.
President
years
Bannon will have those in short order.
So this weekend, I know you did a lot. I know you had the kid running all around this beautiful state.
Three hockey games, and we got waxed by an all girls team.
Nice.
That Wolverine squad, man, that they got one. And of course, we find out after the fact that the girl that scored all five of their goals is leaving to play for the Chicago Young Americans. I'm like, you couldn't have left already? Good Lord. It was like watching Mario Lemieux out there.
How do fathers and mothers deal with that? Because I'm sure some kids are at an age where they're not mature enough to understand.
Oh, no. You understand when it was 73, I think, because 99 was awesome. The little girl with the blue helmet, she's terrific. And then all of a sudden, here comes 73 going bar down, yeah. Bang, bang. thing. Yeah. And I did, at one point, he looks at me, gives me the shrug shoulder, like, what the hell am I supposed to do about that? And I just start laughing. Like, at least I'm not out there, man.
Figure it out.
Take the puck out of your net. Let's get out of here. What's something to eat? You know, it was. I mean,
break your stick quick so we can go.
Seriously, knock that thing off its moorings or something before 73 comes at you again.
I remember.
Every time you touch the puck, I'm like, oh no, watch this.
Oh, it's like the Clorox commercial. Oh no. We're going to have an accident.
Seriously. Everyone
So you know, it's like an all girl line or?
No. This is.
All girl squad.
Yeah.
The entire team.
Yeah.
Beat the hell out of your kids' team.
Beating the hell out of everybody in our league.
Nice. Good for them.
You're dominating everybody.
Good for them.
I saw them in the early. I saw them.
And your guys weren't easing up. They were getting their ass whooped. I saw them.
And we have two girls on our team. Nice. We're pretty good. But nice. I saw them warm up for the first game.
You knew it was going to be an issue.
I said to the coach, I said, hey, Russ, I said, is this the team we're playing in Hoffman later? And he said, yep. I said,
what are you going to sub your kid out? Are you going to fake an injury?
Because he was staying to scout. I said, are you? And so.
To scout?
Well, you know, just to get an idea of who to mark. And then I texted him, like, what'd you see? He's like, they're really good. And he never says, you know, he's very sort of taciturn young guy from Alaska, doesn't say much. And when he says they're really, I'm like, oh,
he
boy.
Means it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, boy, that was fun.
I played at Fleetwood Jordan Community Center in Evanston, a league called FAM. And, you know, every team or every other team seemingly had a girl at the end of the bench or something like that. And then, you know, the girl would be subbed in. She hit some shots and the whole crowd go, oh, you got killed. She's hitting shots on you. But it's crazy how, like, from when I was a child to where we are now with more young ladies participating with younger boys in you know, activities and sports, how it's become commonplace now.
Pre-puberty, too. If you're talking when you're 12.
Before they separate themselves in musculature.
Yeah, like right on the edge there. Mm-hmm. And in hockey, when everything is tape-to-tape passing, and they listen. They practice better. They listen. Mm-hmm. They don't screw around like we do in warm-ups. It's just...
staying focused.
Yep.
Staying focused.
You tell them to do something, they do it.
My buddy...
I was watching it. Just everything. Breakouts, power plays. Like, I'm thinking...
Have you ever played against a female women's basketball team? College basketball team?
Well, we played pickup against the Duke women.
See, one time we practiced against the Southern Illinois... As a rec group, we practiced against the Southern Illinois women... And it was something. Like,
well, they're running plays.
Right, to be organized.
They're back screening you. Right?
Catching elbows. And you're like, all right, do I throw mine a little harder next time? Or because you got to remove that ridiculousness because you're out there competing.
No, they played in our pickup game. Sue Harnett was 6'4". Katie Myers, who ended up coaching Duke, who's a star
messing
player.
Messing around, getting embarrassed, trying to be chivalrous.
Yeah. No, they're not messing around. Sue Harnett would break your face. She didn't care, but it was fun to play pickup. Anyway, here's what we have.
Yeah.
We are going to talk. Do we excise Matt Bowen? We
yes,
are
not doing Matt Bowen. No okay. longer with us.
He's with no us. Don't living. Kill Matt Bowen. He's fine. Jeremy Wu at 3, Rich Campbell at 4. It's on at 5:30. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. Texting. Texting! I wanted to do that for a while. Why
please
not?
Please send them.
67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. The executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
And Von Miller. He has the speed to get around the corner and the power to run over you and the energy to go all night long.
Well, I mean, you know, he's known to do that kind of thing, right? He's got a couple of starlets under his belt. You know, he'll knock you down.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
The Super Bowl is going to be in Houston this year, right? Houston, Texas. So I thought I would come out to Scotland, Houston, to find out if y'all knew about the Super Bowl going on in Houston, Texas. And it sounds like you really excited about it.
I get it. That's like the best thing ever, Skittles and Super Bowl.
Hell yeah, put it together and let it rock, baby.
Marshawn Lynch needs to be a part of everything in our lives in his post-playing career.
I can't get enough beast mode doing interviews.
Marshawn.
I ain't seen no castle before.
That was built about 1160 or so.
Built when?
1160.
1116? That sounds like what time it is right now.
My man, 50 grand. You can't get enough of him.
He sounds a little, when he actually wants to talk, he's got, I mean, there's a little like a Dave Chappelle kind of,
he is a funny cat, to say the least.
Why not?
He's
going
to give you what you want. You just got to let him give it to you. You can't pry for it.
Do we really live in a world where it's going to get to the point where Marshawn Lynch is like hosting CBS Evening News?
No, right. I don't think it's going to get that far, but you know, maybe he can run for president one day.
I'm Marshawn Lynch, and this is CBS Evening News. I mean, that's
now it's time to go to commercial. Take your ass commercial. Go get something to eat.
It's a handful of skins.
Right. Marshawn Lynch actually took care of his money too.
We are on video. We have a live video stream, Facebook Live at the Score's Facebook page, and at watch670thescore.com. The Martin Scorsese of that is Brian Gertz.
Well, when I look at the Redskins, I think he's far and away their best player. It's Kirk Cousins is a guy you can win with. I think he's going nowhere.
Depends what you mean by that.
Yeah. Well, I know what I want him to mean, what he should mean.
Win with, win because of. Depends on the quarterback position. Those aren't the same things.
You can keep it. Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins are in the Pro Bowl
this Andy year. Dalton.
Bunch of nothing. Big bag of nothing right there for you. I'm mad that I caught like 20. I caught like 25 seconds.
No, I
didn't have money on the game. I reflexively, I just pressed 3, which gets me to my HD channel of ESPN. I'm like,
blame the machines.
I'm telling you.
Blame the robots.
Dude, I'm covered in vomit and pee on the weekends. And it's because of my kid, not because of anything I'm into or anything. But like, yeah, I can't watch a lot of television. I caught that. And I'm like, oh, damn. I caught a little bit of the Pro Bowl. I was angry. I saw Jay Ajayi get hit by Thomas Davis, and he hurt his shoulder. I'm like, oh, there it is. There's your injury. I'm out now.
And I was with your people over the weekend. I was with your...
That can mean a lot of different things here.
I was with your base.
You mean like my buddies? Oh, my base.
Your base.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because a dude on Twitter today said, you have to be careful because you're generalizing for your base. And I'm like, do you really understand what my base is? Like, people think my base is people that look like me. I talk every single day to 25 to 54-year-olds, and the majority of them are white men. So if that's my base and I'm trying to change their minds, so be it. All right, you were with my base.
I'll tell you what I mean in a moment.
Oh, so you were with a different base.
You have the Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The account online, but I let it be a surprise for everybody else. And you should do this because you think, oh boy, you know, I'm getting all the drive through for the kids, or all the times we're ordering pizza, or I'm just scrambling. I don't have the time to go to the grocery store. I don't like going to the grocery store, but I want to diversify our menu. This takes care of all of it. It's Blue Apron. They've got some of the best ingredients. They've got the best chefs working on these recipes for you. And everything takes between a half an hour and 45 minutes from absolute out of the box to on the table and plated and served. And it's less than $10 per person per meal. And right now, you're going to get your first 3 meals free. And I'm going to tell you how to do that in a second. But on the menu this week, perfect winter dish, a Japanese favorite, udon noodle soup. And the hearty, chewy udon noodles with these umami-rich broths. And they infuse the soup with a whole dried lime. It's an actual dried lime. And you just drop it in. And then the subtle, complex flavor adds a brightness that balances the sweetness of white miso. Probably had miso before, the Japanese fermented soybean paste. If you've had miso soup before, it's that. But this has got that lime hint to it with the rich udon. And then it's finished with a soft-boiled egg. And then that way you break up the yolk and it puts the creaminess right into the broth. Oh my God, it's so good. So you want that and more from Blue Apron and your first 3 meals free? Go to blueapron.com/Dan. Blueapron.com/Dan, and you'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast, From Brooklyn to the World.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon stars.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to be joined by Ray Ratto of Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area after the top of the hour. Longtime buddy and big-time Bay Area sports voice about the silliness that is and will always continue to be the 49ers if they're hiring John Lynch out of the broadcast booth to be their nominal general manager. I'm sure he's going to hire a guy who's actually going to do the work,
yeah.
But he gets to be the new Matt Millen.
And Kyle Shanahan gets to pick whoever he wants on offense, and maybe John picks whoever he wants on defense. Apparently, John's been doing a hell of a lot of scouting the last couple of years to himself, and now he'll be able to put that to work. You know, I don't know what the hell they're doing. It seems like Jed York just wants somebody that he can, that they won't kill him.
They wanted somebody to want them,
Nobody
did.
A guy spends the night at your crib, and all of a sudden he becomes the GM. Like, he interviewed on the spot. Well, he was hanging out with him, and he's like, hey,
I'll do it.
Yeah, speaking of that job, can we do an interview right here?
It's like he thought who was going to run out and grab sandwiches, and he actually misheard him. It was who's going to be the general manager. Hey, he said he'd do it.
Right.
He said he'd do it. No take backs.
He grabs a clip-on tie from his kid's drawer, like, all right, I'm ready for it. I have 5 bros.
I have 5 of bros. So speaking of broats, I saw a bunch of them.
The broat show.
I was at the fishing and outdoor show at the Schaumburg Convention Center. We had a terrific time. There was just this awesome moment where I laughed. We sit down and they say,
They said,
go back to the, in 10 minutes, there will be a seminar and demonstration at the Hog Trough. And the Hog Trough is a big rectangular aquarium filled with bass and crappie and bluegill.
Or any bar in Champagne. Right.
And it's for a professional bass fisherman, one of the touring bass pros, goes up there and demonstrates different lure retrieves, answers questions, shows you, say, now look which fish are following this when I do this, and you can see it. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, this is a swim bait, and if I slow it down, this guy
five of broats.
We saw a bunch of broats. And everybody's gathered. Okay. All the seats are filled, and it's a bunch of fishermen, right? These are Midwesterners who have come in, and then here comes the professional bass fisherman, ladies and gentlemen, Ish Monroe,
a brother named Ish.
Oh, he was great.
Was there a moment where he had to win the crowd?
No,
we ain't found. All of a sudden, Spaceballs breaks out.
No, he was really cool. He was great.
Of course he was. They don't book him without knowing that.
And then he's trash talking. He's talking about all the other fish he's caught, the tournaments he's won. The guy's made like $1.5 million on the tour or whatever.
Taking good bass fishermen's jobs.
Right. He said, how many of you caught a 10-pound bass? Oh, let me see your hands. Oh, that's because that's what I thought.
Ish Monroe's doing Who's Is Bigger out there, too?
That's what he's doing. Like, how many of you caught an 8-pound bass?
He's checking everything off the list, isn't he?
Nobody puts it in. Like, nobody? None of y'all caught an 8-pound bass before. I've caught 17 8-pound, whatever it was, so it's great. It's like, oh, your hand's in the air. It was like 7 3/4. You're going to give it 8? I bet that's what you're doing now.
Did Ish make it home?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so.
Because, in a crowd, right, you think that there's going to be one.
Right.
One who doesn't get the joke.
Shout out to Ish. But we learned a lot. And it was a fun time. On that Sunday, kids got in free. We bought a bunch of lures because they had like these, you know, 3 for $10 specials. You fill up the tackle box.
Look up Ish Monroe.
Yeah, check him out.
Yep. Exactly like I thought Ish Monroe would look like. He looks like my guy Jason Jackson a little bit,
yeah. Doesn't he? He's got a
big jolly kind of feel to him.
There's a little young Lovie Smith in there.
Coach Smith.
Oh, sorry. No, that's the son.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The son, Coach Smith.
42, so he's lived a nice full life if that was going to be his last appearance. Ish Monroe.
No, but Ish was the truth. He was showing us how to work a bunch of different baits and tell.
I found an issue with Ish.
What's the issue with Ish?
January 17th, 2015. Yeah. Yep. You saw it too, Tenny?
What happened?
Uh-oh. Ish Monroe.
I got it.
Charged with battery following tussle with fellow Bassmaster Elite Angler at Lake Tahoe.
You don't mess with him during a tournament.
Somebody didn't get the joke. Somebody thought Ish was just out there bringing drinks to all the boats.
What the heck's wrong with your boat?
No, I'm telling you, somebody rolled up on his spot.
I have my story, and he has his. Everybody has their own story. If there were blows thrown, it would have been a different ball game, but there wasn't. It's not that serious, folks. Some people have nothing better to do than to try to destroy someone else instead of handling it like a man and talking about it. That's my guy, Ish Monroe.
Yep.
See, if they were Bassmaster jerseys, I'd wear his. I'd wear an Ish Monroe jersey.
Probably, aren't there? He's covered. He had his shirt on with all the sponsorships on it.
Of course. That's how Ish eats.
How you living, Ish? Large. All right, speaking of that, Ray Ratto is going to join us next on The Score.
My man, Ish.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my friends at Chevy. You know, all month I've been telling you about all the great things going on at Chevy, and the good news keeps coming for the most awarded car company for a third year in a row. You talk about bringing home the hardware. Chevy has now received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand for 4 years in a row now. When you're America's fastest growing full-line brand, that's getting it done, my friends. Chevrolet is on track for another amazing year here in 2017. But don't just take my word for it. Check out all the great and latest models at your local Chevy dealer today.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one...